Fear is a very funny thing. I don't really know how to fight it for once and for all, because it eventually comes back in a new shape and form. I would build some immunity against one kind of fear just to see it come back again in a few weeks to poke me about something new. The challenge is that you cannot use the same shield for every fear. It does get challenging with time, but if I compare myself from 2 to 3 years ago, I think I've become better at fighting my fears. I cannot say I am immune to them, but I can surely say that it's tough to get a hold of me. Everyone is fearful about something, you know. Sometimes it's triggers from the past, sometimes it's based on future. And I've been experimenting a lot with how I cope up with my fears, because if I don't, it builds up tension in my body and spirit, which eventually translates into toxic anxiety. I usually hear a lot of basic advice that goes like, don't be silly, everything's gonna be okay, and stay positive, but none of this really helped me. I'm gonna be discussing some mindsets that really helped me get better at fighting fears, and this is what today's episode is gonna be about. Obviously, all of this worked out for me, and it is highly probable that it won't work for everyone else. Also, if you feel that your fears and anxiety are getting out of hand, talk to your parents and discuss if you require professional help. So without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra and you are listening to Episode 2, Season 2 of Take It Easy. I genuinely feel like my legs go numb when my triggers induce fear in me. It doesn't even show on my face. That's why I don't judge people on the basis of their face or social media, because even on days when I feel really low or horrible, I still try my best to maintain a happy face and post about positive stuff on social media. It helps me look at the bright side. I listen to music and watch movies so that nobody would actually notice me visibly crippling. But on the inside, I do worry. And it just goes on with this negative loop without any exterior display. Now, this has its own huge disadvantages. Firstly, if you try to put on a happy face and always look at the bright side, people would refuse the legitimacy of your worry and stress. They would think you are lying about being stressed because you don't look stressed. Secondly, I used to run away from my fears by watching a movie or eating ice cream or listening to rap. I've stopped doing that too because these weren't fixes, they were escapes. And by distracting myself, I was just hiding my fears beneath the carpet rather than actually checking their validity. When you do this for too long, you lose that sense of freedom. You always have this undue pressure in your throat and chest, and it comes back when you're alone with yourself. It is actually a bad habit, and now whenever I notice myself scrolling Instagram when I'm anxious, I stop myself. I stop myself to check what negativity is hurting me, and I try to understand why is it making me anxious. Is there any concrete credibility to it, or is it just my emotions playing with me? Then I gain some clarity on the subject. Sometimes I even call a friend when I feel like my intelligence is acting against me. And once I've shut all the lies my brain has cooked, I go back to listening music or scrolling my feed. Now, I don't really know why some people are more scared than others. I had some very irrational fears and I still do. I sometimes feel like I've picked them up from my parents and friends, because I do recognize a lot of similarities between my parents and I. I never saw it before because I never really opened up to them before college. Moreover, I never really noticed their fears and anxiety too, because earlier they were just a set of perfect parents, you know, parents who were like superheroes for me, parents who were always right and always strong and always there. And it was after a lot of talking and connecting that I realized that they are also human beings. They also fear and they also have their own flaws. And the most fascinating part was that I could see a lot of common patterns in between my beliefs and their beliefs. They weren't visibly similar, but they had the same line of thought. Now, I had seen what happened to them. I knew which fears were fought properly and which fears still exist. I also notice how they struggle with their own loop of thoughts. And that is why I recognize the importance of mindset in young age itself. And my parents are really strong. But I can say for a fact that if they had recognized some of their fears at the age of 21 or 22, they would have avoided a lot of unwanted anxiety. Completely unrelated, but I always wanted to be a filmmaker when I was a kid. Obviously, not everyone has favorable circumstances or the courage to take the leap. But I do remember listening to music and, you know, visualizing how it would fit in a movie scene or maybe how it would fit in a movie starring me. The irony is that as a filmmaker, I would always visualize the craziest of scripts with some jaw-dropping plot twists. But as a person, I would always visualize my own life being perfect till eternity. I've stopped expecting that. Expecting things to be perfect is great, but because reality has so many variables that are out of my control and influence, any shift from that perfect life would freeze me up. Therefore, now I have decided to be the scriptwriter of my own life. Whenever I get a problem, I just think of myself playing the main lead and consider it as an important scene in my life's movie. I think about how cool this story is going to be if I ever end up writing a book. See, if something good happens, then that's great. If something bad happens and I fight it right, I'll end up sharing a fabulous story. And a fabulous story would make me the cool boy. I can't believe I just said that, but okay. Moving on. Let's talk about the fears that are based on future outcomes, because those are the ones I usually struggle with and I have some experience with them. In my case, I do something and I fear that an incident, say X, would happen in future. Now, I genuinely come out of my own thoughts and calculate the statistics. This is what I do now, you know, to fix it and to come back to reality. I come out of my own thoughts and calculate the probability, the statistical probability of that X being real. And then I would realize that maybe in 1 out of 10 cases, X might actually take place. However, in 9 out of 10 cases, X would actually not be possible. Now, because of my bad habit, my brain automatically picks up that 10% chance of X happening and starts fabricating a chain of thoughts that extend from X. If X happens, then I'll be like this, then my parents would say this, then my friends would say that, then I'll never be able to fix it and it would ruin everything that I worked for, blah, 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 blah. And the chain of thoughts doesn't end. That chain of thought would paralyze me for as long as I don't wake myself up. Now, there are some ways you can burst this bubble of negativity, and it begins with focusing on facts over assumptions. Easier said than done. But bear with me. We can only start applying these good habits after we've heard about them. So, yes, you first need to tell yourself that understanding the situation from a realistic point of view is better than trusting your instincts. I always end up getting confused between my fear and my instinct. I suddenly get this fear, you know, and I would just sit inside of that thought and spend a lot of time inside of it and assume that my thoughts are the reality. In such cases, I rely on things that have higher credibility, like numbers and stats. I'll begin with an example. You know, I know this is getting a little confusing. Say I'm about to go out of my house to buy a cone of ice cream at night alone. I suddenly get this fear that what if someone thugs me and takes away all of my money? Now, nobody would declare this fear as impossible. It is possible, but it is most likely not probable. If you drop the stats of my neighborhood and find the percentage of people getting mobbed at night, you'd realize that I have a very good chance of buying the ice cream and coming back alive. Now the question is, do I look at the percentage that promotes negativity or do I look at the percentage that promotes positivity? This is where the gray area comes in, because in reality, nothing is actually assured. You waking up the next day is also not assured, but you still have faith, right? Then why do we not have faith in all those fears that cripple us? Well, I don't know about others, but in my cases, most of my fears have never really translated into reality. They only existed in my head and never came to life. But does this mean that we all should stop being careful? No. No, absolutely not. Because I have also thought about this a lot, and I am repeating this concept because there will be a lot of new listeners here, so I'll just do a quick recap. In my own point of view, there are two kinds of fearlessness. One comes out of ignorance and one comes out of awareness. Fearlessness, without knowing the facts and consequences, is fatal. Driving a bike on a mountain range without helmet on is a form of fearlessness, but this is the kind of fearlessness that is lethal to you. It arises out of ignorance. Ignorance of the fact that such acts can actually kill you. Driving a bike on a mountain range after training for 3 years with proper protective gear and speed limits, that is fearlessness coming out of awareness and preparation. You know you have taken the precautionary measures and that is why you can drive on the mountain. But does that mean that you're 100% safe, even after all the training? No, of course not, dude, because you've just raised the probability of you not getting hurt. You can never eliminate risk or danger. You would be lying to yourself if you assume that. Right now, you can imagine fears only till your imagination. In reality, you can imagine a billion more negative outcomes if you just spend enough time. Moreover, if you keep telling yourself negative stories, in no time you would actually start believing them. I'm not even joking, you would start seeing physical changes in your body and mind as if those negative outcomes have come place. Therefore, now whenever I fear a certain outcome, I first consult my friends and family and do some research about the fear. I find out how probable that fear is, and if I have a 60 to 70% chance of coming out positively, I tell myself to have faith. I've heard about cancer patients surviving who had a 30% chance of living. And if they show courage, you know, I feel inspired to show courage as well. If my odds are better and if I have a 50 to 60% chance of, you know, getting the positive result, then I tell myself to go for it. Now, once I've established a strong number that helps me get on the good side of possibilities, I change the way I see my role in my life's movie. Instead of thinking myself as this victim who's gonna get unjustly served with unfair treatment, I see myself as a fighter. I see myself as the guy who can fix a way around. Like all those TV shows we see, right? See, all of this script is anyway going in our own minds. It's better that we make it into a movie we'd like to see. Coming back, I see myself playing the fighter rather than being a victim and change the tone from a horror drama to an inspirational comedy. Every movie has a tone on it. And horror movies are great to watch, but horrible to be in. Stop directing your life as if it's a horror movie. Think of it as an inspirational comedy where you eventually find a way out with work and humor. Trust me, it helps. Now, thoughts don't really change reality. They begin with changing your perception of reality. Actions, on the other hand, do change reality. Therefore, you need to shift your focus from the negative 10% to the positive 90%, because in the end, you cannot really change the future. It doesn't exist. You can be prepared for it, you can be cautious for it, but if you need to resist, you know, thinking about all the negative things that would happen, just understand that you're thinking about fiction at the current moment. It's not a tangible event. It is fiction that exists in your head. And it is very tough. I won't even lie about this. Someday I would get caught up in a negative possibility that I'd hear from a close person and it would stick with me. Then I would sleep thinking about it, and the second I wake up and gain consciousness, it would come back to me. And I would feel this change in my body's chemistry and energy levels whenever I get stuck in my negative loops. The breathing, the appetite, the energy, all of it would change. Therefore, I know how lethal negative loops can be, and as Will Smith said in his movie After Earth, danger is real, but fear is a choice. I constantly keep telling myself that if I fear about an outcome, I first punish myself before it happens, and obviously I would punish myself after it happens as well. So if I give myself pain before the outcome and after the outcome as well, that is so bad for my body and mind. So from now on, I try to visualize good outcomes and support them with stats and have faith and think of myself as a fighter rather than a victim. I try not to waste my headspace thinking about things I cannot control. And moreover, I have noticed this habit of mine to jump from one fear to another. You know, if I would get immunity against one fear, my brain would be like, oh, you think I'm out of tricks? Eat this! And instantly I'd find something to worry about. I now constantly make sure that I remind myself to be okay with the fact that I don't have problems. At one point, I got so used to problems and feeling anxious that not having problems was weird for me. So I would find problems to worry about. I know it sounds very weird, but I don't know if it's only me or more people can connect to this. But whatever it may be, my goal for 2020 is to use my headspace for fearless action. You know, I'm gonna act as if it's impossible to fail, or even if I do fail, I behave like a fighter and I do get a good chapter for my autobiography. So it's a win-win. Humbleness 101. Anyway, I won't stretch this long. I hope this episode gave you some clarity. Stay safe and take care of your health. Talk to your close ones, best friends and parents, and slowly gain the courage to get clarity on your fears. I wouldn't say face your fears or fight your fears, because in a lot of cases, the fear itself grows from a fictional story that you keep telling yourself. I mean, that's what happens to me. Therefore, we need to fight wars that exist in real life and not in our heads. So yes, stay cool and keep loving life. This was Ansh Mehra, and you were listening to episode 2, season 2 of Take It Easy.